All right, guys, so we got a big announcement to make today, and you stand to benefit from this in a way that probably only comes around once every generation or so. So please stick around. Now, it's with mixed emotions that I make this video, because on the one hand, I am ecstatic, and it's hard to contain my excitement for being liberated from this administrative and logistical ball and chain that is CanadianPreparedness.com. We started in 2016 out of our garage, and we since worked our way up to a product line of 3,000 premium top-tier survival and preparedness tactical products that we sell out of our 20,000 square foot warehouse here in Saskatchewan. Now, since that time, I've taken on another YouTube channel, The Prepper News. We have the Canadian Prepper. I'm also managing a homestead that is becoming increasingly more demanding. But chief among my concerns at this point in time is my kids. You know, I watched a video with Matt from Demolition Ranch who threw in the towel, and that's not what I'm doing. Don't worry, Canadian Prepper ain't going anywhere. Just CanadianPreparedness.com that's going somewhere. I seen him throw in the towel, and one of his main reasons was that his kids were getting older. And I see that with my own children. You know, the age of innocence is fleeting. And as they're entering their preteen years, I know that there's going to come a point where they're not going to want to hang out with me that much anymore. That's how it is when you're a teenager. Maybe they'll come back later in life. But nonetheless, this is my golden window of opportunity to have a greater presence in their lives. And I can't do that with managing so much. And so the one thing that I can cut out of my life, which is probably going to get cut out anyways with automation, because let's face it, third-party fulfillment, affiliate marketing, drop shipping is going to make what I'm doing here obsolete at some point, right? So we're bucking the trend in doing what we're doing. And I've done that because I've always thought there was honor in handling a product, not like these get-rich-quick drop ship, you know, schemes that people concoct. I've always thought that there's something about if I'm going to sell somebody a product, I should have at least handled it at one point, you know, throughout the transaction. Anyways, perhaps I romanticize that to my own detriment, because contrary to what people think, you know, selling preparedness products, it's far more lucrative for me as a YouTube influencer with across the multiple platforms about 2 million followers. For me to just say, go through the link in the description, it's hands off, I get an affiliate commission, I don't have to deal with insurance costs, which are sky high, I don't have to deal with government licensing for various medical devices or, you know, types of body armor, personal protective equipment, self-defense items, radios, I don't have to deal with tariffs and trades wars and customs and duties and postal strikes and big tech breathing down my neck, freezing my accounts because they think that we're selling things that are illegal or prohibited, even though we're not. You know, so the list goes on and on of all the complications of doing things this way. But I've did it this way because I've always believed in just, you know, preparedness as a strategy in life, as well as wanting to, because I'm a prepper, have a giant warehouse full of stuff, right? Let's get real. What better way to have a hedge against SHTF and be a part of the solution as opposed to the problem is by having a giant warehouse full of various preparedness gear and provisions. Well, it's just come to the point where, you know, I only have so much bandwidth, and I don't have the motivation as I once did to want to build this out to be a brick and mortar franchise across the country. Back in 2020 with the pandemic, before that happened, in fact, I was getting ready to do a brick and mortar store. I had it all visualized for what the experience would look like, from what it looked like to the exterior, to the interior of the store, you know, what the customer experience would be like. But unfortunately, with that pandemic came a whole nother reality of security risks that I hadn't initially thought of. I mean, I did, but I figured I could, you know, cross that bridge when I got there, sort of thing. So I decided just not to do it. And because we're in the age of automation where companies like Amazon can ship things quicker and far more efficiently, not necessarily always cheaper, but certainly quicker. You know, it doesn't make sense for small businesses to be running this kind of operation unless it's a brick and mortar store. And I just don't want the headache of a brick and mortar store. Our business is profitable, okay? It's not that. It's mostly because I simply don't have the time and motivation to do this anymore. And the time that I'm gonna save on the store, not having to administrate the store, is gonna be better served as making videos and spending time with the family and becoming more adept at off-grid homesteading, because I think that's what, you know, I need to do. It's as much as it's kind of trendy, it's also, in the truest form of it, it really is a dying art form, you know, as we move into the future. So while there might be these brief bumps of interest here and there in off-grid lifestyle, by and large, you know, this is something that is not going to be done for many more generations, I don't think, unless, of course, something big and bad happens, which it very well could, which is why, of course, I do all this. So for that reason, we're going to be closing the inventory handling aspect of the store. Again, we're not going to be closing the store entirely, but for the most part, I'm not going to be handling inventory anymore. And one of the reasons why I initially got into this, and that proved very useful throughout COVID and the war, was I had insider information as to how the supply chain was functioning. You know, we got alerts from our distributors and manufacturers when the price of something would be going up, if things were delayed. And all of these were little clues that we used to inform our, you know, speculations about the goings-on geopolitically that we muse on the Prepper News Channel. And unfortunately, it's going to suck to not have such a direct route to that as I once did, even though I still have a lot of those relationships with many companies. But it's to the point now where I think I've gotten what I need out of this industry in terms of understanding how it works. And I think I've also been able to help out a lot of people along the way to get them high quality stuff that's going to be reliable. One thing with preparedness is, interestingly, and companies are so great at doing this, you know, it's the companies who don't value their customer, who put all of their capital into packaging as opposed to a high quality product that's built to last. Typically, they know that most of their customer base in emergency preparedness is going to be people who are panicked in an emotional state because they forgot to prepare when they should have, and they're going to be making hasty financial decisions. And as such, you get a lot of low-grade products and shysters in the industry who capitalize on people's emotional purchasing. And it's always been my ethos that you need to panic before shit hits the fan, and not in a way that, you know, you're going to be making illogical, irrational decisions, but just in the sense that, you know, you're buying once and you're crying once, and you understand the difference between a good survival tool and a bad one is not just, you know, it's a life or death, but it's also the difference between something that's going to last a day and something that's going to potentially last a lifetime. So this is why we've brought in a eclectic group of different products that you'll never find anywhere else under one roof. I mean, we got stuff for hunters, we got stuff for hikers, we got stuff for first responders, for tactical badasses, we got stuff for everybody, but it's all innovative, cutting edge stuff that, you know, some of it came out 10 years ago and people are only learning exists now in the mainstream. So, you know, I think we did what I set out to accomplish in that I created a giant store with all kinds of really cool stuff, but unfortunately, for the reasons I've listed, it's just no longer, not even feasible, it's just no longer something I'm interested in pursuing. So we're going to now refocus and reallocate that time and energy that we would have used for the store into our family, into our homestead, and for you, into the Canadian Prepper and Prepper News YouTube channel. Now, in terms of this inventory, getting rid of it, well, we're probably going to do a 20% off sale for the start, and we'll progressively maybe scale that up a little bit. Now, because the margins are a little tight on some of these items, especially food, and guys, 20% off a freeze dryer is really unheard of in the industry. So, I mean, I'm doing this once as I'm in no rush. You know, we have this building for a long time, so I'm in no rush to kind of liquidate. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, I might as well do one last solid for my audience. And so 20% off store-wide, use discount code 20PREPPER, and that'll get you 20% off the entire store, okay? You're not going to get 20% off most of these items ever. And all of them are appreciating because the price of everything is just going through the roof. I just got back from Home Depot. I need an extension cord. I figured, okay, you know, I'm going to get one of the higher end ones. I figured, okay, maybe it's going to cost me like, you know, 70, 80 bucks, right? I was prepared to pay 70, 80 bucks. You know how much it costs for a 12-gauge, 100-foot cord? 12-gauge, 100-foot cord, $200 Canadian. Still, even 150 American for a 100-foot 12-gauge cord. Now, I know copper prices are high right now, but are we serious? So, I don't know, capitalize on the deal while you can. And I'm telling you guys, you know, you're going to be seeing a lot more on the Canadian Prepper and Prepper News channel as a result of, you know, us now having the time to really focus and dial in on just that specific thing. Because as much as I love the gear, I've always been a gear junkie, and as much as it's been cool having this, you know, stash of 3,000 products and provisions in case the crap hit the fan so I could be part of the solution and not the problem, well, it's also a bit of a ball and chain. So we're still going to be working with the companies. We're just not going to be handling the gear anymore. And that means more videos, higher quality, hopefully, and more focus on the homestead. I would encourage you to go check out the recent interview with Joel Salatin that we did on the channel, The Lunatic Farmer. Incredible amount of insight into not just how to be self-reliant and live off the grid, but also just the general life philosophy. Excellent conversation, and part two of that is coming out very soon. So stay tuned for more of the same on this Canadian Prepper channel, and don't forget, subscribe to the Prepper News for your World War III related updates. Thanks for watching, guys. Take care.